In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Please be seated. As we have our Christmas pageant at the later service today, I figured this is my one and only shot, so I'll preach from down here rather than up here. 20th century British philosopher Bertrand Russell is quoted as saying, "The big problem with the world is that fools and fanatics are so sure of themselves and the wise are so full of doubts." Now, as Episcopalians, sometimes we have this real pride about our doubts. There was a poster series in the 1990s, which was the decade of evangelism. Does anybody remember that? And one of the posters had a picture of Jesus praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, and it said, "Considering the fact that even Jesus had his doubts, why can't you?" So it's become kind of a point of pride in a way that we talk about our doubts. Many Episcopalians I will hear talk about Thomas and doubting Thomas and the post-resurrection narrative of Thomas's doubts. But doubting is actually not unique to one saint in the Bible. And what I find interesting in today's gospel is the story of the Annunciation to Mary. And we don't catch this, but Mary is full of a lot of doubts. So first, you have the scene set up, Mary, who's probably a pretty young woman, maybe early teens at best. In her day, women would have been married maybe right around early teens, 12 to 14, which seems unimaginable at our time. You have to think then how young she would have been for this announcement. And so here comes this angel of God, and he says, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." So Mary's first thought is not just, who is this guy, and why is he talking to me? Because in her day, a man probably wouldn't have open conversation with a woman that he wasn't related to. But on top of that, he didn't greet her with a typical shalom or hello. It was, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." Which, by the way, is where we get the first line to the Hail Mary. "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you." So she's kind of wondering, this is a little strange, this greeting. And then the angel goes on to tell her, "You're going to conceive and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus." Now, Jesus in Hebrew is Yeshua, which is the same name as Joshua. The allusion would have been to the Old Testament figure of Joshua, who led God's people into the Promised Land after the Exodus. The name Joshua itself means Savior. And so she would have immediately known this name has something special to it. And then the angel goes on to tell her all the great things about this baby she's going to have. And then Mary kind of shrinks back a little bit and says, "All right, well, my mom had the birds and the bees talk with me. I know how this goes. And there's one big thing about this that isn't going to work." And the angel says, "The Holy Spirit will be with you." And at that point, and then the angel says to her something that gets repeated a couple times in the Bible, that with God, nothing is impossible. The same line is a line that comes from Jesus' own teachings. When Jesus is talking about about salvation and how people can find their way into the kingdom of God, Jesus himself says, "With God, nothing is impossible." This line that the angel says to Mary. And so she consents. And one of the interesting things about this is that she seems to have this huge amount of doubts, but at the same time recognizes that her doubts are with herself and not with God. The story we heard from the Old Testament in 2 Samuel, where David's built this palace for himself, and he's saying, "I'm living in this lap of luxury, and God has been living in a tent. And so he sends Nathan off. He says, Nathan, go talk to God and ask God what kind of house God would want. And of course, God says, you got to be kidding me, right? Creator of the universe, bigger than all things, and you think I need a house? And what I really love about this is that God tells Nathan to tell David, look, I've been following my people around, and where my people are, there I am too. And that message that happens 1,000 years before Mary reflects through her time and even to ours that where God's people are, God is there also. It is this idea that we can, while we can have our doubts about ourselves, we know our own limitations, we know our own foibles. At the same time, we can remember that God, where we are, God is there also. And so in our many doubts and our many uncertainties in life, we can always remember that with God, all things are possible. And where we are, God is with us. And in our faith life, the opposite of doubt is not faith, but that faith is part of that doubt, part of that wondering where our own limitations are, and knowing that with our limitations, we can always lean on God. We can trust God in the same way that Mary does in this story. Amen.